there is a separate verse that declares regarding that sacred moment in the Jewish calendar, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, on that evening thou shalt eat matzah. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 100, The Matzah of Many Words. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Let us speak for a moment of Apollo 17, the last NASA mission to the moon. Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt walked on the lunar surface, with Schmitt boarding first, following the moon landing. Cernan found himself, as it were, alone on the moon, perhaps not knowing then that he would be, to this day, the last man on the moon, a phrase that is also the title of a fascinating documentary about Cernan's life. If you study the NASA transcripts, you will note that Cernan, while broadcasting from the moon, utilizes a matzah company as a form of exclamation. Thus, you will see that it is recorded that he said, apparently looking at something on the moon, Manischewitz, look at that go. And on the website, on the transcript provided by NASA, we are told that, quote, the B. Manischewitz Company has long been a major American producer of kosher foods. And then NASA also explains that, quote, during Apollo 17, Gene often used Manischewitz as an exclamation or as a substitute for swearing, end quote. It is amusing, but in a certain sense, it is also appropriate. For as we described in yesterday's episode, matzah was the food of nomads, the food of wanderers, the food, you might say, of explorers. And in re-embracing it on the eve of the Exodus, in Egypt, in the land of leavened bread, the people of Israel were expressing their Abrahamic attitude, their willingness to engage in a journey of faith once more, to follow God into the desert. Or as Jeremiah put it, I remember the loving loyalty of your youth, your bridal love, that you followed me into the desert, into an unsown land. If that is the case, ladies and gentlemen, is there any more appropriate place to reference matzah than in a journey taken by an astronaut, a journey, as it were, into the final frontier? Is it not appropriate for some reference to matzah to be mentioned? We bear this in mind as we consider the role that matzah has taken on in the recent millennia of Jewish history. Originally, of course, unleavened bread, as important, as essential, as obligatory as it may be in the holiday in which it plays an important role, was nevertheless originally not the centerpiece of the Seder. That, of course, was a role assigned to the Paschal offering. And so, we stoutly insist at the Seder, it will one day be so again. At the same time, the Talmud tells us, when there is no Paschal offering, when because of the inability to bring the offering, such as, of course, following the terrible destruction of the temple, there remains, nevertheless, an independent mitzvah, a separate obligation for matzah to be eaten at the Seder. Whereas the Paschal offering is unified with unleavened bread, or in the words of Exodus, U'matzot al-merurim yochlu, with matzah and bitter herbs you shall eat it, there is a separate verse that declares regarding that sacred moment in the Jewish calendar, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, on that evening thou shalt eat matzah, enshrining as a sacred and separate norm the eating unleavened bread, whether or not there is a Paschal korban there before us. And for the great 19th century rabbi, Talmudic scholar and biblical commentator Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, known as Netziv, there is so much substance to this seemingly small law. Matzah is described by the Bible as lechem oni, poor bread, or bread of affliction. But the rabbis also render the word oni as referring not only to poverty and pain, but also to the Hebrew word for answer. Or as the Talmud puts it, matzah is lechem oni because it is lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. It is bread on which we say a great deal. The point, as per Netziv, is that in moments when we lack the central symbol of the Seder, in moments when the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is devoid of the edifice that is the embodiment of David's hopes and dreams, then the matzah becomes the primary symbol that we utilize to tell the tale of the Exodus. And the point, as I understand it, is that even when the Temple in Jerusalem is still destroyed, even when the Roman devastation atop the Holy Mountain has not been undone. We are to see in matzah and its symbol of the faithful journey of Jews through the generations as a sustaining source of inspiration, encouragement, and emunah, faith. And so it has been. As I believe I mentioned once in Parsha and Politics, an article in the New York Times some years ago described several incredible examples of Jews in Europe during World War II who went out of their way to make matzah, to supply the Seder, to find a form of the food of faith that gave them a taste of heaven, even as they found themselves in a world plunged into a hell. Here is one passage from the piece. Quote, "A few weeks ago, Hadassah Karlbach discussed the work of her activist father, Rabbi Zalman Schneerson, during the war, when his last name was spelled Schneerson. The rabbi, who was born in Russia and moved to France in 1935, was responsible for hiding many Jews, mostly children, whose parents had been sent to the death camps. In 1944, with help from the French resistance, he found hiding places for about 60 people in farmhouses in the countryside near Grenoble. For Passover, they wanted to find a way to make matzah. We had a little wheat, which we milled into flour for Passover," said Mrs. Karlbach, 80, who now lives in Brooklyn. "The local farmers baked in a communal oven. It was too dangerous for us to go there during the day, so in the middle of the night we went in, burned the oven to kosher it, and baked the matzah in a hurry while the dogs were barking," she said. "I was so scared, but we had one matzah per person for Pesach with the wine that we made ourselves from raisins. Besides the danger, we celebrated with a sincere hope that we were going to be liberated." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, to say that the matzah is the bread on which we say a great deal is to express that what is ostensibly a poor piece of unleavened grain mixed with water is a symbol of Jewish courage and faith. So that Seder after Seder, as we miss and remember the Paschal offering and pray for its restoration, we also highlight the heroes of Jewish history who, from the Exodus onward, were willing to follow God and find courage even in the most terrifying of circumstances. That is what it means to observe the eating of matzah as an independent mitzvah. And it is in that spirit that we remember not only Moses, Aaron, and Miriam and give them a seat at our Seder. We remember the heroes of Jewish history. And as we eat the matzah, the food of faith, we allow them in our minds and our memories to live again. This is Meir Soloveitchik. Looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.